Drowsy driving. From the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, I'm Ira Dreyfuss with HHS HealthBeat. If you're having trouble staying awake to hear this, let's hope you're not driving. Trouble is, people do drive while they're drowsy. At the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, researcher Ann Wheaton says drowsy driving is a factor in about 100,000 crashes, 40,000 injuries, and 1,500 deaths a year. Wheaton says commercial drivers, people who work irregular hours, and people who drive while jet-lagged face a higher risk. And she says
younger people are at most risk. This includes adolescents and people in their early 20s. They combine a lifestyle that favors not getting enough sleep with less experience behind the wheel.
A comment on drowsy driving is in CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Learn more at hhs.gov. HHS HealthBeat is a production of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I'm Ira Dreyfuss.